I was in what I would call the darkest days of my life. I have been battling addiction for about 30 years of my life. And when I discovered Worship 24/7 in Spokane, happened to be at the very bottom of my addiction. I had overdosed and nearly drowned in my bathtub and ended up in the hospital. And one of the nurses there was very adamant daily about listening to Worship 24/7. So I would catch bits here and there when she would be on her shift. And it just kind of grew on me. It was like, you know, that little knock at the door that you don't know you need to open yet.
Jesus, have my heart, my will, my soul. Jesus, have my hopes, my dreams, my world. With joy I lay it down. With joy I cast my crowns. Jesus, have it all.
When I heard Worship 24/7, it was like God was just whispering to me. I needed him, and I just pretty much tried to close that door, and here he came. You know, he was coming through, and when he came through really strong. As much as I had been raised in the church and gone to church and done everything I thought a church or a believer should do, I had never actually had an intimate relationship with Christ. And Worship 24/7 kind of led me down that path. I didn't realize that I needed an intimate relationship, and that's what was missing, and that's what I found through Worship 24/7.
Jesus, have it all. Jesus, have it all. A blessing and a honor, a majesty and all. Jesus, have it all.
That's the first instinct now for me to worship, start praising God, thanking him, because I now have the life I never thought I would have. I have a really good job, great company, and I'm sober, and just knowing that I am in a place where I have a relationship with my Heavenly Father that I've always wanted, it's a reminder every time I turn on Worship 24/7.